if you ask me, COVID is a period that I really have time to look back to my list again. And I realized that I had almost like 50 something things that I want. You know?
Today, I was going to brief Anne about the types of overwhelm we're going to talk about today, but because then we had the intro going on, so but anyway, I will, while briefing the audience, I can brief Anne. So basically, we are going to talk about two types of overwhelm: the usual type where you feel stressed and like too much is going on, and the second type will be overwhelmed with choices. You get what I mean, right? So I wanted to do something that is of a different spin from the usual overwhelm. Yeah. Stress. Okay. Overwhelm is very interesting. When I came into the house like 5 minutes ago, because I took a hitch and the driver took a wrong turn, whatever. So anyway, I'm feeling overwhelmed with hotness right now, and not the kind of hotness that we like, the spicy type. It's the sweating, not sexy kind of hotness.
This car, he didn't book the aircon for you?
No, he did. But the thing is that he's those kind that's like, oh, the GPS says this, you know, the usual. And then like, you can change your GPS, sir. But you know, there's no point arguing with people like that. So I'm like, you know what? I decided to take a car. But I left home actually, and I got into the car at 6:50. By right, I should reach here by 7:15 or 20. Okay, there was some shenanigans. Whatever it is, it's over. So anyway, it's very interesting because I stepped in here, and then Anne was like, oh, today's topic is overwhelmed. I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed. This is an interesting topic for her. And then I was like, oh, I'm overwhelmed too. This is why this topic comes up.
Is that a topic come because I know both of us have an overwhelmed period right now?
No, I was the one who set the topic, right?
Yeah.
I'm the one who came up with it. So I was like, what should I talk about? Then immediately the word overwhelmed came to my head. I was like, okay. It's a good reminder for us, because sometimes we know what to do, but when we are overwhelmed, we don't have the capacity to think about it.
Yeah.
So doing a live stream like this, I think it helps me to remind myself what I need to carve out and make time to do so that I feel less overwhelmed. Even though it sounds very stupid, because we're overwhelmed, we're like, oh my god, so many things to do, I still need to do all these other things. Like this, right?
I used to have that, like anxiety.
Okay, tell us, do you want to share a little bit about what you do when you're overwhelmed? To make yourself less overwhelmed.
Let's go with a lot of choice first.
Oh, the a lot of choice first. You know? Okay, Ken.
So let's book back like 10 years ago when I was younger. Uh-uh. And when you start do business and you start see everywhere have a lot of opportunity. That's just the overwhelm thing first.
Yeah, number
because
one, overwhelm.
Everywhere, I feel like, oh my god, I want to do this to make money. Oh,
you want to do this, you want to do that.
I want to do this, I want to do like, I want to do everything to make money because look like, everything that everybody doing is make money and it's so interesting, and I want
no time to
do it.
To do everything,
exactly. But then back then, 10 years ago, you don't think like that, right?
Yeah.
You were like, everything is opportunity and I will go for it, right? Until like I run like two businesses at the same time and I exhausted. Doesn't mean you learn the lesson, okay? So even I moved to Singapore.
You try again, do again the same shit.
Yeah, like morning, you wake up, you work at the same time, you try to open your own business again. Then you start have kid, and then you want to take care of the kid, clean the house, run business,
cook,
clean everything.
Oh yeah, clean the house, laundry, yeah. And cook, right? This one actually takes out a lot of time.
And I think it's like, as a person that I'm considering myself like hardworking, I'm like, no matter how hard I work, I doesn't feel like I'm done anything.
I get what you mean.
You get like, I work all day, all night.
Yeah, you're working so much. It's so tired.
And I reduce my even sleep time to make sure I can work more.
But still. The to-do list never ends.
The to-do list is like forever. And even like when you have kids, even is the amount of job is increasing higher and higher and higher. Mm-hmm. I think depression and overwhelm in the period of having a baby at 2 years old, I decide to like, okay, it's time for me to allow people to help me.
Mm.
That's when I start hire my helper and I start trust people in the house to do things for me. Then, and I think how do I deal with so much choices and so much things I want in my life is, you know, COVID period is when I reduce my list of what, because before COVID, I work a lot. I work so much. I work so much that I barely can see my daughter, right? Mm. But that's a choice I make because I know that if I don't work hard, my business won't be stable. I cannot have time for her anyway.
Later on.
Yeah, so I have to make a choice. So that is the first sacrifice I make. So I'm aware of that period, right? Mm. But if you ask me, COVID is a period that I really have time to look back to my list again. Mm. And I realized that I have almost like 50-something things that I want. You know, like you have so much thing
how
in the list.
How do you do 50 things?
Because you
in a day. More have you than gone mad?
Not even 50 things you want to do by a day. Like this is a 50 things you wish to have in your life.
Okay.
And it's overwhelmed because for you to achieve that, you know, you need a lot of things. Resources, money, and so on.
You cut down to the top 5.
Exactly. And then when I watched the video of Warren Buffett, he said the same thing. If your list is too long, pick the top 3, become master at it, the rest throw to the rubbish. Mm-hmm. Because that will take care of the rest. And that's when I go down to my calculation again and I pick the really top 5 thing I really, really priority. The rest, I don't even look anymore.
Okay, fine. I'm done with the rest.
No, correct. Like even it. Like every time we come to that, even near to that, I say no. I say no immediately. Did you realize I say no a lot of things? Mm. Yeah. So I only say yes with something that I like, no, this is what I want. So people may seem like, look at me like, why you so focused on one thing? It means you don't open mind and you don't observe new thing and you don't allow new opportunity. It's not the same meaning. I can open-minded to listen something new. I can open-minded to learn something. But to move something completely new, right, and to change my whole business model to something else is a whole other story. Right, it's business need to take time to grow, and you build customer, you build base, you build your employee, you build people that stay with you long. Then you have to be stable. You cannot today open this type of business, tomorrow open different. It won't last, right? So I know what the 3 things that are important to me. The other 2 is about family and relationship. Other than that, done. That I'm throw everything in the rubbish. And now I understand why Warren Buffett say that, because this top 3 or 5 will really take care of the rest for you. Your clothes, your travel, your expenses, your time with family, everything. But you have to take care of these 3 like with the fully commitment.
I get what you mean.
Yeah. So
it's interesting you brought this up, because I was just looking through my social media and then I'm following certain business people, and then there's this lady, she said that if I say no, it is because I want to keep the yes for something else.
Correct.
It is not because I don't like you or the idea, it's because I have something else that I need to do to preserve that yes for.
It is.
And I was like, oh, okay. Then you brought this up. I was like, this is a very good point to actually remember for the rest of
it's
us.
Really is the test when your business grow. And at this age, when I was young, right, I can see why, like a lot of things come about, like in the class, the teacher teach you something and you hear at that moment, you don't understand until you're really in that situation and that sentence come up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, now I understand what he tried to say, that when you grow older and you make more money, it's time for you to learn how to say no. It's not yes anymore. Well, you pass the age that everything is yes, to try to learn to improve.
Because at the beginning is yes.
Correct. But like now, I have to be so selective. And sometimes I say no, that in my heart was so painful. Because I'm like, oh my God, that's just a shitload
really
of money. A shitload of money if I'm doing it. And I like, no. If I'm doing it, I will take away some more time from my daughter. I will miss her period of her growing up. I will miss time with people that I love, my friend. I will miss time to do YouTube as well, you know, and all this is meaningful for me. So yeah, it's very difficult when you say no to more things, but you are right. I only say yes to things that I know that is
you need to preserve it.
It have to be in the list that you really, really, really want it.
Mm.
It means like you make sure you commit to this choice of yes.
Yeah, for a long term. And it's very interesting. The universe will give you more and more opportunities,
yeah,
so that you practice you. Saying no.
Yeah,
the first no maybe worth $1,000, second no 5,000, third no 10,000, fourth no 50k,
yeah,
100k, $1 million. Then you're like,
ah, Are you serious right now? Yeah.
Share and subscribe. And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise and Nice. Bye.